Time to bring in Brian Ross and Real News. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at some of the news stories going on in and around our area, our country, and the world. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. This could be a very monumental day. Either today or tomorrow, we're likely to hear what the Supreme Court has to say about abortion and gun rights.
We've got so many things that are going to be peaking. The Supreme Court's decisions. You've got, actually, for the first time, the January 6th testimonies might even have an effect on the Justice Department. Some of these testimonies are just really, really amazing. I've been shocked about how many top officials now are speaking about what happened. And really, not only in Georgia now is there a look at whether Donald Trump did something illegally trying to get votes, but now I think there's a little interest warming up in the Justice Department as well.
Well, more than a little interest, they've issued dozens of subpoenas now for people who were these so-called fake electors, people who tried to pass themselves off as having been the electors who were going to vote for Donald Trump, and now the testimony has coincided with the FBI now serving warrants and conducting searches at a number of different homes around the country of these people who, frankly, tried to steal the election.
And you know, I guess if you're going to try to chop down a tree, you got to start at the bottom, and you get the normal people that were convinced to do this. Those will be the people that will give up, and for some sort of immunity, they'll give up. They're not big political people. They're not going to risk the rest of their lives. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here, because already a couple of Congress people that supported Trump have now started to back out and are trying to run on their own on the Republican side.
Well, the heat is on. You can really see it. It's quite amazing how that has happened, but the committee there, you know, which everyone thought was off to a slow start, not getting anywhere, has really put together a compelling set of hearings, with one more today. You know, if there's a Supreme Court important ruling today plus that hearing, that'll be a jam-packed news day.
Oh, yeah, it's going to, well, not only that, but now the Senate, even though it's a real minor beginning, but the Senate now looks like they're going to vote on that bipartisan gun bill. And even though it doesn't include a lot, it looks like there's 10 Republican senators that'll go along with it. And it'll be an initial step that has not been taken over the past 5 to 10 years.
Right. And actually, I think more than 10, they clearly now have more than 60 votes. Majority Leader Schumer is not going to waste any time. He's going to lock that in as soon as he can. It's a step in the right direction. And again, you have to say hats off to our home Senator Chris Murphy.
Yeah. What's interesting about this abortion ruling that's coming up, it's going to be such, if indeed it does appear that they're going to strike down Roe versus Wade, it can't be something that's done instantaneously. They've got to untangle a lot of things to do this.
Right, and you know, and I think one of the unknowns is whether they actually are going to strike down Roe versus Wade. You know, behind the scenes, from what you can read in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Chief Justice Roberts has been trying to put together a different majority that would would not strike down Roe versus Wade, but would accept the Mississippi law, which is a 15-week limitation in terms of supposed viability, which if for many pro-choice would be considered now a victory to get that.
Amazing. Whenever the session ends, the Supreme Court watch on that website, the SCOTUS website, is amazing. It's almost like you're watching a betting site for sports.
Well, that's, you know, at 10 o'clock this morning, that's what I'll be looking at, because they'll probably have the first on the rulings. And, you know, yesterday the court added a second opinion day tomorrow. So today and tomorrow, they've got 13 cases that on which there are decisions they haven't yet to announce. And it could be they're going to try to wrap it up by the end of the week. We don't know. It's still very much shrouded in the mystery of the Supreme Court. But at this point, it seems like that's quite likely.
All right. And more tragedy in Afghanistan. A huge earthquake affecting thousands of people. And a test for now that the Taliban to see how they're going to handle this with their government.
Whether they'll let anybody help them.
Yeah.
Hard to know. And at this point, Afghanistan is truly out of mind for most Americans. If that government, they have failed to live up to a lot of the promises or pledges they made when they took over in terms of the rights of women and young girls, who knows what they're going to do. It's a barbaric group that runs that country, and you feel sorry for the people there, but that's who's in power.
Now, something else that's interesting, and I think is all part of this slow, and I do mean creeping slow change in the way certain politicians are looking at gun control in Texas, in that small town in Texas, which had that horrible, horrible shooting. People spoke out, and they've got the sheriff. They finally have the head sheriff, who is now put on the sidelines. They were just saying, it was a slap in the face to them to leave that guy in his position after what happened with the police department.
The term used by the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, abject failure. At least it was an embarrassment. It was a abject failure. It cost the lives probably of many children. This police officer, who, unlike any police officer I've ever known, they understand that they put their lives first ahead of innocence, and that's not what happened there.
Yeah, and I have to ask you this. You've been covering news a long time. Russia, the Ukrainians somehow, 40 miles inside of Russia, managed to send a really slow, old-fashioned propeller drone into a major oil refinery and blew it up. And the Russians are complaining. You're a country that's invaded another country. What grounds do you have?
What do you expect, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. I wonder if it really is old fashioned, or they've got somebody spotted that and found a way to do it. And it does raise an interesting question, I think, Marshall, taking beyond what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, drone warfare. And the ability of people to pack a ton of explosives on a drone and fly it into an oil refinery, a building, a stadium, is of great concern to U.S. law enforcement. And, we're pretty much wide open here. If there's going to be another attack in this country from a terror group, that's probably how it's going to happen.
Yeah, what's the old expression? The barn door has been left open. It doesn't matter. You can close it now, but it's too late to close, because, what's interesting and what's been proven out in the Ukraine war situation is that it's not even professional soldiers in the Ukraine that are helping put these basically commercial drones up in the air to be able to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the scary part that you just pointed out there. The drones that are being successful, along with the super $1 million drones, are these just regular commercial couple $100, $300, $400 drones that are being adapted to carry munitions, explosives, and drop them. It's really opened up something very, very scary.
Right. They go right under the fancy high-tech radar because little blips, and they don't really show up, and hard to defend against. And think about what would happen in this country at a major event. It's not been reported widely, but at the last Super Bowl, there were at least a dozen drones that were flying over, probably Americans looking to get pictures. But in each case, the FBI tracked down the drones and got back to the owners. And I don't know if they were prosecuted because they were flying in a restricted space. But they're very, very concerned about that in terms of law enforcement at many of these huge spectator events in this country. That's the kind of low-tech technology with high impact And as they sort of game out what opponents or adversaries of the U.S. could do, that's one of them.
We live in some pretty amazing times here, both good and bad, with technology.
I'll say, really is. It's stunning, but I think today we'll be talking probably about the court. I think by the end of the day, that'll be the entire conversation.
All right. Well,
for American women, a lot on the line today.
All right, Brian. Well, we'll check with you next week, and if there's something that really incredible comes up, maybe we'll give you a call and we'll put you on overtime.
You got my number. Give me a holler. We'll talk.
Okay, Brian. Take care.
Thanks, Marcia.
Brian Ross with Real News here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Brian's got his own website. And, of course, you can find him at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.